You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena Suri, how are you today?
Morena Rachel, I'm really well, thanks. How are you?
Good, nice to have you in. We're talking Patricia Grace. I said a novel, but it's actually short stories, is that right?
It is short stories, yes.
Nice.
Most of them are new. I think there's maybe like one or two that have been published before. But I mean, it's hard to find someone who doesn't love Patricia Grace's writing.
Mm.
She is so special. And in these stories, it feels like almost like endemic to who she is, you know, like it's like split into three parts. So the first one is like it's set in the time of like pre-colonial Aotearoa, and from my understanding it's like really heavily researched, and you can tell because she
feels lived in
totally, and she like describes so accurately, like, well, I mean, I wouldn't know how accurate it is.
It feels accurate.
It feels accurate. It feels like she was there. So she describes stuff like, you know, going on a moor hunt, and, you know, all the sounds that you would hear, and like what the feeling of getting so close. And yeah, I don't know. It's like beautiful. And yeah, in the first part, like, she does say that a lot of the work for the stories in the very first part, the Putakau part, is like informed by like Waiata and Oriori and stuff that's been passed down. So yeah, it feels like really alive and electric. And then I think the second part is like maybe a little bit more autobiographical in nature, like short stories about her childhood. And then the last part is kind of just like, it feels very contemporary and fresh, and there's so many, like, there's lots of little short stories that are like 4 or 5 pages.
Oh wow.
Yeah, but so cool and so electric. Like, one of my favorites in here is like these two schoolgirls who go to like a religious school, and there's like a lamp that's been burning, and they decide that they want to put this lamp out and be done with God, and it ends with a confessional. It's just so like perfectly done.
Yeah.
It touches on that, like, you know, the teenage angst and rebellion, but also that like immediate feeling of like intense guilt straight after you've done it.
Oh no.
Yeah. Oh no. But yeah, I don't know, Patricia Weiss, I think she's like she's just so wise, and I feel like there's so many amazing writers out there, but there's like not many who can like make you feel like the human experience, I think, as immediately as she does, and especially across such a wide range of like subject matter as well. Like, none of the stories are really the same. They all kind of touch on something different. There's like, you know, people coming back home after like spending a long time away, and just like, you know, the soft melancholy of that. And then there's like stories that are like a lot darker and a lot more intense, stories about like abuse, about like more immediate loss and grief. And yeah.
Oh, it sounds
so
amazing.
Special.
She is one of those writers. I think the first Patricia Grace book I ever read was maybe Motu Whenua, and it's gorgeous. She's kind of really one of those writers whose voice is so strong that you're just hooked immediately.
Yeah.
But I think if you haven't had a chance to read something of hers, a short story collection is a great place to get into
totally.
A writer's work, because it gives you a real sense of what their, you know, world building is about.
Yeah.
And we've talked about this before, but like the art of doing a short story is actually, it seems like it would be easy, but it's so much harder because you've just got a few pages to get the whole sort of feeling or the message across, you know?
Yeah, 100%. And I think like not having like, you know, a drawn out plot to hide in means that you have to like convey your like understanding of like this one thing or this one feeling like so, so well. And I think like, you know, internationally, people like Claire Keegan, who I also like love, have had
Queen of a Short Story.
Queen of a Short Story, the modern Chekhov. but I really think Patricia Grace like belongs on that mantle too. We're so lucky to have a writer like her in our midst.
We are.
So yeah, strong recommend for me, and great for uni time when you're studying. You know, pop into a little story and pop back out.
Have a little break, 15-minute read, get yourself, you know, a whole little world out of it as well. Feels like a good thing to be doing. What's it called? Where can we get it?
It's Bird Child and Other Stories by Patricia Grace, and you can get it at Time Out and all other good bookstores.
Fantastic. Thank you, Suri. We'll see you soon.
Thank you.
That was Loose Reads.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.